Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Hey, hard to believe it's the first day of fall. It's officially autumn in New York, but look at that. It's sunny. It's going to be 90 today, 89 degrees. Traffic nightmare. These UN idiots are here. What is the purpose of this visit of all the world leaders coming to the UN? It is to create massive pollution. They all show up in planes, helicopters, limousines, SUVs, caravans. It's a pollution festival from these guys and their wives and their families. And the real point of the trip is shopping, going to all our finest restaurants, stores. The strip clubs have put on extra personnel for these guys to visit. All of the Bob Kraft sort of locations are staffed up. A lot of house calls are being made to hotels. So they have fun here, these guys. That's all it's for. The president is in town. If you try to get around Midtown last night, he came in at 9 o'clock and they started closing up streets. He's going to be here for most of the week, right?
Yeah, a couple of days. Well, at least 3 days, right?
At least. I think he has events on Friday, too. I'm not sure, but he's going to be here for a few days. So it's massive gridlock. You do not want to drive into Manhattan this week. And it's not just around the UN. Remember, all of these idiots come into the heliport in Wall Street. The FDR will be closed. But you have to remember, many of these world leaders are staying at the various hotels around Midtown and the East Side. You know, like that Iranian leader stays usually at the Warwick, 54th and 6th. The reason he stays there, they have a real security concern with him. It's the one hotel where he can take a whole floor. There's a service elevator that comes down, and it's like pretty much right on the street. It's the quickest way to get out of that elevator into the car. Shortest path. That's why he likes the Warwick. President, luckily, owns Trump Tower. He's got a place to stay. Because if he didn't, it would be tough. The president, for a million years, always stayed at the Waldorf. But it's closed. And one reason he stayed at the Waldorf, same thing. You can get, there's places there where you can get right into an elevator, come right down to the garage, get right in the car without ever going on the street. It was perfect. But the president now has Trump Tower. They have, you know, 56 is permanently closed. 56th Street between 5th and Madison.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Permanently closed. That's for the president. So he's back in Trump Tower. I wonder what it's like. He loves that apartment. It's not that that big gold glitzy apartment. It's not really where he lives. He lives on the third floor, which is much nicer.
Think he might want to stay a little longer. Hey, this isn't bad. This is better than Washington.
I don't know. You get homesick, you miss your old place, or it looks like nothing now after you've lived in the White House. You know, they had that state dinner the other night. Those state dinners are usually done in the East Room. The president, being a resort owner, knows how to make these a little better. He's moved the state dinners outside into the Rose Garden. They do them outside under the stars.
I saw the pictures, yeah.
Lit up. It's really beautiful. Amazing. Nobody thought of that. It took him 50 years at the White House to think of that. But, okay, now let's get to the Ukraine, Biden, the whistleblower, all this crap. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, how many times do we have to go through this?
This is the one, Mark. This is impeachable. This is abuse of power.
How many times do we have to do this? It's been 2.5 years. The thing breaks. I come on and I tell you it's nothing. It's going to be gone in 2 weeks. Stupid. There's no story. And then you say, he always defends Trump. Oh, anything Trump, he defends him. This is the big... I'm telling you, first of all, 2 weeks from now, it's gone. Second of all... This one is a huge, huge problem for Biden. This has opened up a can of worms he does not need opened up. His kids, most people, do you know anything about his kids?
Only what I'm reading lately.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. Most people don't know about the Biden kids. These are really bad kids. They've been thrown out of schools, thrown out of the military, drug scandals, financial scandals. These kids have a major list of scandals, really bad stuff. You know, when you're the vice president's son and you can still get thrown out of the military, you got to be pretty bad. Drug scandals, school scandals, all kinds of stuff, really bad stuff. This is going to start bringing that all up. Now, the only thing Biden's got going for him is the media totally gives him a pass. You know, it's not even news media. I don't know why they even call it news anymore. It's just agenda-driven, hurt Trump. Can you imagine if Don Jr. got a parking ticket? You'd be reading about that for a month. Biden's kids get caught in drug scandals, financial scandals, discharged from the military, thrown out of schools. Never hear a word about it. Imagine if Ivanka Trump jumped the line on getting a patent. You'd be reading about that for a month. So this is going to bring all that up. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff with Biden. You're going to have a real problem. He's not going to be the nominee, but if he was, you'd have a real problem. Did you ever hear, for instance, I'll give you an example. Do you ever hear anything about President Trump being a draft dodger? You ever heard anybody hint at that?
Occasionally, yeah.
With his, what did he claim? He had foot,
bone
spurs.
Bone spurs, yeah.
Google it. There were 50 million articles about it. He's a draft dodger because he had bone spurs.
Right.
You know that Biden is one of the great draft dodgers of all time. Biden is older than Trump, so his problem was he graduated from school earlier, so he couldn't get that student deferment. So Biden suddenly had asthma and couldn't serve. Although, Biden was a football star in school. He's playing football. There's video of him playing football. He's a star athlete, but supposedly has asthma and he can't serve. If you read Biden's long autobiography, it's a lot about his childhood, half the books on his childhood. There's not a word about this asthma in there, but he used it to get out of the draft. So, but again, have you ever read that?
No.
No, you'll never read that. It's just a double standard. It's absolutely insane. If you watched the Sunday shows yesterday, this Chuck Todd is the most corrupt guy I've ever seen. This Chuck Todd, they start with the president denying that he did anything wrong. Chuck Todd says, the president says this without evidence. That's a big phrase. Without evidence, he said this. Then the whole next 59 minutes of the show are people coming on accusing Trump of everything on earth. Not once did Chuck Todd say, but that's without evidence. Then they bring on this Adam Schiff. Every Sunday show had Adam Schiff on, very solemnly saying, this meets the threshold for, this will be impeachment. This definitely, they put this idiot on as if he has anything to say about it, as if he's some kind of authority on it. He's just some schmucky congressman from California who's been caught lying a million times, who's always wrong about everything, but they all nodding like he's some kind of an authority, like he has anything to say about this.
Well, he has evidence.
Yeah. Now, that's the other point. This is a key point. This guy, for 2 years, on every Sunday show, they would say, do you have actual evidence that there was Russian collusion? Yes, I do. Besides the Mueller stuff, they said, but on your own, you have concrete evidence. Yes, I do. You remember he said
that? Oh, yeah.
Every week.
Repeatedly.
Every week for 2 years. So he's on all these Sunday shows yesterday. You think one host would say to him, hey, whatever happened to that evidence you had? Remember you said you had evidence? Mueller reports had no collusion, but you said you had definite evidence. Where's that? Nobody brought it up. Nah, nobody mentioned it. So they had him on again as the absolute oracle on this. This is definitely impeachable, which means 2 weeks from now, you won't hear about this again, ever again. Now, the president says he did talk about Biden.
Well, I don't even want to mention it, but certainly I'd have every right to. If there's corruption and we're paying lots of money to a country, we don't want a country that we're giving massive aid to be corrupting our system.
All right, that's the other problem. There was some sleazy business with Hunter Biden over there in the Ukraine, and it was under investigation. And we have it on the website if you haven't seen it. There's video of Biden explaining that he got the prosecutor fired. Now, this gets a little tricky. He got the prosecutor fired because the prosecutor was investigating Hunter Biden's company. Now, if you watch the fake news, they'll say, yes, but EU countries also wanted the prosecutor fired. That's because Biden asked those EU countries to jump in with him, and they didn't push for anything. They made no effort to get the prosecutor fired. They just gave Biden a statement saying they were for it. Then they'll tell you, and after the prosecutor was fired, another prosecutor came in, continued the case, and found nothing and shut it down. Yeah, because Biden picked the new prosecutor. They forget to mention that part. Biden selected the, you can see it in the video. Part of the deal was Biden had to approve the new prosecutor. And in the video, Biden says, you can see it on the webpage, Biden says in the video he threatened to withhold the foreign aid. He told him, there's no money coming until you do what I tell you, and you got an hour to decide.
But that's okay.
That's okay. There's that's no, okay. There's no, there was no Sunday show about that.
We no have, quid pro quo there.
Must have run out of time. They didn't have time to cover that. So these shows are so fake. It's unbelievable. And then the, when Chuck Todd says, the president described what he did on the phone call, mm-hmm. yeah. Chuck Todd said, he says this without evidence. Well, he's the one on the phone call. What do you mean without evidence? He doesn't need any evidence. He's telling you what he did. That's the, he's the only one that knows what he did or said.
You know, the other thing, too, is I think it might be a bad precedent to give a transcript of a phone conversation you had with another world leader.
Yeah, they're never going to do that, by the way. You know, why don't they just turn, you know, that was the other big Sunday fake point. Well, if it's nothing wrong, why don't they just turn over the transcripts? Because you could never, ever, ever, ever have a real good conversation with a world leader if he knows at some point these transcripts could be turned over. You remember Corey Lewandowski was testifying about executive privilege? And this was really embarrassing. The chairman, Nadler, didn't understand how executive privilege worked. And he kept yelling at Lewandowski, you weren't an employee. You didn't work in the White House. You weren't a member of the executive branch. Why, how would you have privilege? He didn't understand the privilege is on the president, not on the person he's talking to. Executive privilege means in the Oval Office, if the president brings somebody in for advice or a conversation, it's privileged. It can never be revealed. The reason they do that is that sometimes it's a, well, take last week, the GM chairman came in. They were talking about the strike. So he has to say to her, how bad is the situation with you guys at GM? Now, if it's not privileged, she has to watch what she says. She can't say, we don't know if we can pay the pension fund and we got serious financial trouble. She can't say that because if that got out, it's a public company, would destroy the stock of the company. So she has to know there's total privilege in that room and she can be candid with the president. Or in other situations, military stuff, if a general has to say, we can't win, we'd get wiped out.
Right.
It's got to be privilege. So that's why there's executive privilege in that room. And it's the same thing when he's on the phone with world leaders. It might not be important in this conversation, but there'll be other conversations where the world leader has to be able to be very honest and frank. And if he thinks the transcript will ever come out, he can't do that. So that's why he'll never release it. Little Adam Schiff, where is he? Here he is, little Adam Schiff.
That may be the only remedy that is co-equal to the evil that conduct represents.
It may be the only remedy. To what? We don't know what the remedy is to. We don't know anything that happened. You remember they used to have fake news where, like the Kavanaugh stuff, last week there was a story about what he did, but there's no actual accuser. There's no victim, there's no accuser. And they, it's always anonymous sources. This time it's an anonymous story. We can't even tell you what the story is. They're not even saying it's the Ukraine or Biden. That's just the best guess of everybody. But we don't know what it is. But we need a remedy. A remedy for something. We don't know what it is. So that no one knows the actual story. But there is a whistleblower. No one knows who he is. So it's an anonymous source, an anonymous story.
Without evidence.
Without evidence. Yeah, so Chuck Todd says the president was speaking without evidence. Chuck Todd is without evidence all hour, every Sunday.
The founders contemplated in a country that has elections every 4 years that this would be an extraordinary remedy, a remedy of last resort, not first resort.
Imagine the founding fathers ever picturing a beady little schmuck like Adam Schiff, a little screwball from California, a little weirdo congressman who for 2 years is on television saying, forget the Mueller report, I have solid evidence of Russian collusion. Then the day it turns out there's no Russian collusion, he never mentions it again. And not one host, not one Chuck Todd has ever said to him, he's sitting right there, wait, where was that evidence you talked about? So what do we do about this?
Let it run its course.
Yeah, let it run its course. Some people think it really helps the president. You know, he has this... So a lot of people, forget the people here in New York or Los Angeles, they all hate him, but middle of the country, he's like Superman. He's like Spider-Man to them. Like no matter what they throw at this guy, it's like Superman with the bullets bouncing off his chest.
Every week there's a new controversy. It's unbelievable.
Not only does it bound, the bullets just bounce off his chest. Doesn't seem to bother him. Remember Nixon? At least he got drunk and he looked old and he was drinking and he was miserable. Yeah, Trump, it doesn't even bother him.
Think he enjoy? He's got to enjoy this.
Yeah, I think he kind of enjoyed it, like in a strange way. A lot of those guys are like that. They love trouble. It's It's another chance to prove yourselves. They love fighting. That they just, you know, you look to relax. Everybody looks to have a nice, calm, peaceful day. They look for trouble. It's a chance to do what they do best. Hey, we'll get to the Emmys in a moment. Fleabag was the big winner. Am I the only one that never heard of Fleabag? What the hell is Fleabag?
Until yesterday, I didn't hear about it.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Oh, nobody's heard of it? I'm watching this news and Fleabag got cleaned up at the Emmys. What the hell is Fleabag? But there were some dreary moments. Well, they're supposed to be funny, but they were bad. We'll get to that. We'll get to the Giants. I got the new iPhone. We'll get to that.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one problem with it. I'll get to that coming up on 710 WOR. Check out the webpage. If you didn't see Biden admit to obstructing justice, admit to threatening the Ukrainians, watch the video. He was a sitting vice president at the time he was threatening them. Watch the video. Also, how many illegal aliens could sneak across the border in a car? Watch this. You will not believe how many can fit in one car. Because the UN, you're going to see some traffic jams. But watch this. Here's the worst traffic jams ever in history. You won't believe them. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mark Simone. On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Stu in Hudson Valley. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Mark. Great show. Listen, just a couple of questions. Who's this whistleblower? Who's wiretapping the president?
No, it's not a wiretap. There are many, many people that are supposed to be listening in on those phone calls. It's one of those guys.
Okay. Didn't Joe Biden's other son have a similar situation with China?
Yeah, that's the other problem. Biden is opening up the worst can of worms here. His kids are terrible, terrible kids. They've been in all kinds of scandals, from drugs to financial scandals to being thrown out of the military, thrown out of schools. These kids have more problems. They're tangled up in more crap. This is the last thing Biden needs people looking at. Now, he's counting on the fact that the media is so biased that they'll never mention it, that they'll cover up for him. But that only goes so far. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good.
You know, this whole thing with the Kavanaugh thing and the whistleblower thing, I really think that it's less about the absurdity of the drivel they're trying to shove down our throats and more about being a warning shot to anyone else who tries to do what Trump is doing. And it's like you said, the guy's a Superman, and I'm afraid there's no one else who can take it like he does.
Well, that's a problem. You know, listen, they do this all the time. When it's a Republican for the Supreme Court, you know, you can nominate anybody as a Democrat for the Supreme Court. But when it's a Republican, suddenly they're a predator, they're a sexual this. Remember, this has only happened 3 times, and it's always the Republican. It's Clarence Thomas, it's Robert Bork, it's Kavanaugh. So that's the way it works. Anyway, let's go to Vincent. Vincent, how you doing? Oh, no, we lost Vincent. Let's go to Dave in Chicago. Hey, Dave.
Yes, good morning, Mark. I just bought the iPhone 11 Pro Max. This is the very first phone call I'm making. It's tradition.
Well, we can't hear you.
I absolutely love it.
So, no, it's pretty good. It'll sounds pretty good. You haven't switched on Wi-Fi calling?
Possibly not. I've been working.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't had the opportunity. So I'm sorry if I'm not being heard clearly.
No, that's good. But I want to switch your phone on Wi-Fi calling. That way, when you're in a Wi-Fi, it doesn't go over a cell. It goes through the Wi-Fi, and it's clear as a bell. Now, here's the problem with the new iPhone. Battery is unbelievable. The battery just goes forever. The speed, it's very fast. It's really fast. It's got 18-watt charging, so it charges really fast. Like 30 minutes, you can charge the phone. The camera is unbelievable. Unbelievable quality. Here's the problem. The selfie camera, they have really increased the quality. So when you take a selfie with this camera, you see every flaw, every line. Every wrinkle. I don't know if you want to use this selfie camera. You might want to. You know, normally you wipe the lens all the time to get so it's not so blurry. You might want to blur up this lens a little before you take some selfies. Well, it doesn't matter. You got all these filters now. But it's an amazing phone. Let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Good morning, Mark. You're the best. Mark, I want to talk about this kid, this 16-year-old climate change protest leader that all the kids, Mayor de Blasio, let all the kids play the hook last week to listen to this. She came over several weeks ago. She sailed over from Sweden or Norway because she said she didn't want to raise her carbon footprint. But Rush mentioned last week that she didn't mention the whole crew and the sailboat was flown back on a jumbo jet to Sweden or
that's
or
right,
Norway,
totally corrupt.
She came.
Hey, Vincent will give you a carbon footprint right across
exactly,
your face.
Exactly, exactly. In the back of one of those automobile crushes, and that'll lower your carbon footprint. But
yeah.
I mean, what a hypocrisy! And this woman, this kid, this Pippi Longstockings is going to speak. They're going to let her speak before the UN. Oh, what is she, crazy? What are they, crazy or something?
Yes, they are, actually. They're corrupt and crazy. Let me ask you, you guys in the waste management industry, you must be very concerned about climate change.
In the waste management industry, Mark?
Yeah, you must be very concerned about climate change.
Oh, yeah, we really are, you know. it's a real big problem in the waste disposal industry.
Well,
what a fraud this kid is. Rush is the only one that mentioned it last week that the whole crew, especially now because there are all these storms in the North Atlantic that missed us, thank God, they had to fly the whole crew and the sailboat back to wherever she came from.
Yeah, and a big...
You know, maybe Mayor de Blasio will think of some other excuse to let all the kids out of school so, you know... They won't have to go to school, and so it'll give them some time.
It's a free day off for the teachers' union. All right, Vincent, good call. That's the you got to remember these UN idiots. Private jets, private 747s, SUVs, helicopters. There's more pollution going on because of these UN idiots here to discuss climate change. Hey, and the one thing they never discuss, ever, is fixing it. These climate change people, it's like the Democrats in those debates. They never talk about solutions to climate change. All they talk about is taxing it, regulating it, banning this, banning that. The solutions are, there's three big solutions. One is carbon capture technology. It's become very advanced. You can actually take the carbon out of the air with this carbon capture technology. It's really been perfected, but have you ever heard any Democrat discuss that?
No,
you never hear anything about that. Although, give that Lester Holt credit, fake news Lester Holt. Last week on the NBC News, they actually did a piece on it. They showed how it works. They showed it's ready to go. But you'll never hear a Democrat mention this. They don't want any of this carbon capture. No, they'd rather tax you, regulate you, ban this, ban that. Anyway, oh, we didn't get to it. Well, we'll get to it later. The Emmys. I know you want to hear about Fleabag being the big winner. What the hell is Fleabag?
No clue.
You kids today. By in our day, we all watched Cheers, Seinfeld, that's it. Going to watch cable, Larry King Live. We didn't have to decide between Maddow and Hannity and Cuomo. It was Larry King Live. That was the only thing on cable.
Right.
And then you'd watch Cheers, and then Seinfeld was on, and that's it. And what the hell was the Empire State Building doing lit up for Friends yesterday, 25th anniversary?
Well, it's the anniversary.
That was, is it just me, or was that show never funny?
It was all right.
I could never watch it. Anyway, Michael Goodwin will be with us in just a moment. Our favorite guest, Michael Goodwin, next on 710 WOR.
Listen to what you missed whenever you want. It's Mark Simone on demand. Catch his podcasts at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710 WOR.
Well, Michael Goodwin is the best columnist in America. You can read his column every Sunday and every Wednesday in the New York Post. Pulitzer Prize winner. He's with us every Monday. Michael Goodwin, how you doing?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
Great column yesterday about the New York Times. Its total decline and decay. Comey and the editor, Baquet there. But, you know, remember a week ago it was... this fake Kavanaugh story where they didn't even have a real accuser or a victim. Now you got this whistleblower story. You don't even have a story. It's only an anonymous source. And then the story's anonymous. We don't even know what it is. What's going
right.
on?
Right. And I think it was CNN first reported that the whistleblower, the so-called whistleblower, may not even have direct information. In other words... He or she may have gotten it from someone else. So, and yet the media goes crazy. It's the end of the world again. The sky is falling. And here we go again. Last week it was Kavanaugh. A week ago we were deep in Kavanaugh impeachment. That passes in 3 or 4 days, and then comes another storm. And look, I think somewhere along the line, some insider is behind this, some deep state person with some connection, or maybe a deep state person leaked it to somebody outside the government. We don't know. But it all has a very familiar feeling. It involves the same people, the media, of course, going crazy instantly, before they know anything about it. And that's why I wrote about James Comey and Dean Baquet. I mean, both of them have destroyed the credibility of the institutions that they represent. I mean, the FBI, I don't know why anybody would trust the FBI until somebody is finally held accountable for all the things that happened on Comey's watch. I mean, ideally, it should be Comey. He should, you know, he's not being prosecuted for leaking those memos, but there's a lot more to discover. I mean, his testimony before Congress, his appearances before the FISA court judges where he signed off swearing on the accuracy of the information, which looks very inaccurate at this point. And the Times, you know, they are still held up as this kind of great journalism thing. When you look at it day in, day out, it's not journalism anymore. I mean, it's not just about the president. I mean, read their sports pages. It's not about sports anymore. It's all about the agenda. I mean, their search for victims of America is non-ending. Recently, they had a piece, this is not a joke, on the sufferings of transgender opera singers.
Wow.
I mean, it is this search for victims and those who are oppressed. I mean, it's not about news anymore.
Well, the transgender opera singers, he's a nice guy. it's one person.
I know who thinks that way, right? Who thinks about the gender of the opera singer? I mean, it's just they've taken these simple everyday things, and you can't enjoy opera anymore unless the singer is a transgender singer who has gotten equal benefit. I mean, I don't know. It's just, what are we doing here to American society that it has to be sliced and diced and treated as though it's, you know, some kind of awful animal that has to be cut up into little pieces. I mean, it's a bizarre way to look at the world.
Now, this whole Russia collusion, Steele dossier, all that Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, that whole, all of that. A lot of people always believe that, not Clapper, he's a little dopey, but that Brennan was the orchestrator of all that, the originator, the guy stirring that all up, Brennan. You think somebody like that, or maybe even Brennan, is stirring this whole thing up now? This is round two of this Russian collusion.
Well, and look, you know, if we were an Agatha Christie Hercule Poirot, we would say, who had a motive?
Yeah.
And you would certainly say James Clapper had a motive, certainly John Brennan, Andrew McCabe, who is facing likely prosecution for his lies to Department of Justice investigators. So there are a whole raft of those people who very much want to keep the focus on Trump. And I think that's what's amazing to me, Mark, about the whole Biden and Ukraine issue here. I will be the first to say we don't know exactly what President Trump said on that phone call to the Ukrainian president. Trump himself has described it, that he urged him to investigate Joe Biden and Biden's role in helping his son make gazillions of dollars in Ukraine. I think, and the New York Times several years ago, Peter Schweitzer worked with the New York Times, the author of that book on sort of the culture of corruption. I think it was Corrupt Nation or something like that.
Yeah.
But the Times did a remarkably good job on showing how Joe Biden helped his son. Now, Trump, you know, I think in fairness, once that resolved. I mean, Joe Biden is running for president. Did he use the power of the vice presidency to help his son get rich in another country by threatening to use the power of America against that country? And if Trump did something similar, he should not have. But why is the media not interested in Biden now? I mean, I think that Trump makes a very good point. Here's a man now running for president, and if I did this, you would go crazy. But Joe Biden did it. We know Joe Biden did it. Where's the outrage? And so I think it's a very good point. But the media is not interested in that, just as the media is not interested in the FBI spying on the Trump campaign. They're only interested in getting what they can on the Trump campaign and administration. So the media is part of the problem in all of this. And, you know, Mark, when and I'm sure you have this experience yourself, when I talk to people without knowing, you know, first time I've met somebody, happened recently in a conversation where right away, within 5 minutes, you know the source of their information.
Yeah.
It's the New York Times and CNN. And then you ask them, what do you read? I read the New York Times. Of course you do. Everything you said, it reflects the New York Times. But there's a whole other view of things. There's a whole other world out there that you don't know about because you don't tap into it. And I tell people, look, don't just read one thing. Don't just watch one cable channel. Watch several. Read several things. Because you're only getting one view, and that's not enough in this world. Life is more complicated than that. But it's just amazing to me the power of the New York Times and to shape the liberal mindset, to shape the agenda. It's a corrupted enterprise now. It's no longer honest about what it's doing. And I just think people should be aware of that.
Well, very well said. And if you want to read a great column, get Michael Goodwin's column. It's in yesterday's New York Post. You can go online and get it. It's every Sunday, every Wednesday, the New York Post. Michael Goodwin, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Take care. And everybody check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Now, if you want to see the Biden video, if you haven't seen it, you'll be amazed if you watch all these Sunday shows. Why didn't they run this video, go over it word by word, and figure out what Biden is saying here? It's a video where Biden says he tampered with things in the Ukraine. He got the prosecutor fired. He threatened them. He threatened to hold up foreign aid unless they fired this prosecutor. Watch Biden admit to this on videotape. Nobody shows you this video, but it's up on the webpage. Take a look at it. Illegal aliens sneaking across the border. How many could you smuggle in one car? Watch this. You will not believe it. Also, it's going to be a gridlock all week because of the UN, but you want to see the worst traffic jams ever in the world. Take a look at this video. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark.